I'm always shocked by the power of these days. And every week, or every year, I pray over the Palm Sunday Gospel, and for like the past 5 years, the same thing keeps coming to me. And what keeps coming to me is the crowd. There's all these figures in the Passion, right? The big figures to the little figures, but one that I think is often overlooked is the crowd. Right? How fickle this crowd is, that goes from one day, which we hear today, saying Hosanna to the Son of David, welcoming into Jerusalem as the Messiah, and 5 days later, this same crowd, this same group of people are yelling, crucify him. How quickly the world is swayed. How easily. You know, everybody says in the modern day and age, people believe all these lies. They've believed them forever. The crowd is never right. The majority is never right. It's always the minority. During Lent, I've been watching this series. It's called Masters of the Air. Excellent series. I highly recommend it. It's basically about the B-17 bombers of World War II. And if you ever seen Band of Brothers that came out like 10 years ago, like this is kind of like Band of Brothers, but for the Air Force. And what shocked me about this series, I love anything that deals with World War II. I love to read about it, documentaries, anything. So it's so fascinating to me. And what shocked me about this is, you know, some were coerced, obviously drafted into World War II, but many went over there to fight. They knew they were going to die and they went to be part of the resistance regardless. And as I've been watching this series and kind of going on a deep dive again into World War II, what has shocked me this round is how often the Nazis used propaganda to lie about what was actually going on. How they put forward things for people to believe that weren't true. And then they guarded the news that would come in so the people couldn't hear what was from the outside, from the resistance. They even dropped, at times, they would drop flyers from planes onto cities, telling them how terrible things were for them. And it wasn't true. They were just using fear. Based on this propaganda, people would often believe the wrong things. Many would change the way they lived. Some tried to just remain neutral. I don't want to be on that side or this side. I just want to be in the middle, not do anything. But often as the war progressed, remaining neutral slowly became an option that was not an option. And as the propaganda machine of the Nazis didn't weaken as the war went on, and as they began to lose, it actually strengthened. They started to promote more lies, bigger lies. The reason I bring all this up is because I really believe that's the state of the church right now. It's the state of the world. In our world, more and more, you are not able to remain neutral anymore. You can't just, quote unquote, sort of be Catholic. You're either in or you're out. You either go with the world or you're going to move with Christ. And there's more and more propaganda in our country that is simply not true. That is being inundated in our society through the digital airwaves. Now you might sit back and you're saying, Father, really? You're trying to associate America, modern America, with Nazi Germany. We're not Nazi Germany. You're right, we're not. We're way worse. Way worse than Nazi Germany. What do I mean by that? You know, the amount of students that I've taught as a priest is many. And I watch these kids in high school as they learned about the faith. I watch them go to daily mass, faithfully go to Sunday mass. I watch them go to the March for Life in Washington, D.C. I watch them join groups like the Saints for Life, the Knights of Virtue. I watch them skip lunch during Lent so that they could pray adoration that we had in the chapel. I watch these kids become faithful disciples of Jesus Christ. And then I watch them go off to the university. And in 1 to 2 years, not only were they not going to daily mass, they weren't going to mass at all. They weren't pro-life anymore, they were pro-choice. Everything that I had taught them, that their parents had taught them not to believe, they believed. And it's not like these kids at universities, it's not like when they show up at the university, they put a gun to their head and say, either you believe this garbage or we're going to kill you and your family. They don't do that. Nazi Germany did that. At least they were clear. But at the university level, it's just a big crowd. And you get swept into the crowd and swept into the lies. Who you hang out with, you will become. It is a principle of human nature. And so many are joining the crowd. Many are just going with the tide. As Archbishop Fulton Sheen famously said, dead bodies float downstream. Only live bodies resist the current, fight back. To go along with the crowd, you're already dead. If your life looks the same as everyone else's out there, you're already dead. But sometimes we have those that show us how to not go along with the crowd. You know, as I was on this deep dive of World War II, I ended up running into this guy. His name, now I don't speak German. I kind of speak Spanish and a little bit of Italian still, but no German, so I might mess up his name. But I think you pronounce it Franz Jagerstatter. Or Jagerstatter, right? This guy, has anybody heard of him? You have? There's very few that have heard of him. I hadn't even heard of him. So this guy, he was just a farmer in Austria when the Nazis came to power. And then, you know, he had three daughters. He was married, a faithful man. And at first he wasn't faithful. He had a kid out of wedlock. And then he had this big conversion. And then he began to work for the church as a maintenance guy, upkeep around the parish, you know. They started going to daily mass. And while this is all going on, the Nazis are growing stronger and stronger and stronger. And then he started thinking about obedience to legitimate authority and obedience to God. And then he started thinking about my mortal life and eternal life. And then he started thinking about the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And he was convinced at that point that any type of participation in this war would be gravely sinful. Any man that would go to fight for the Third Reich, it would be grave sin. And so he made a promise to him and his family. He said, if they call me up to fight, I will not fight. And in February of 1943, Franz was called up for military service. He presented himself and announced he would not fight for the Nazi army. He was immediately detained, moved from Austria to Berlin, Germany, where he was convicted of treason and sentenced to death. Before his death, the chaplain of the prison offered to give him a Bible, and he was struck by what Franz said. Franz said this, I am completely bound in inner union with the Lord, and any reading would only interrupt my communication with my God. On August 9th, before being executed, he wrote this, if I must write, with my hands in chains, if I find it much better than if my will were in chains. Neither prison nor chains nor death sentences can rob a man of faith or his free will. God gives so much strength that it is possible to bear any suffering. And this is what really struck me is what he said next. People worry about my obligations of conscience as they concern my wife and my children. But I cannot believe that just because one has a wife and children, that man is free to offend God. Franz Jagerstatter, who would not bow his head to Hitler, bowed his head to God, and the guillotine took care of the rest. In 2007, Pope Benedict XVI declared him a martyr for the faith and beatified him. That's real resistance. That's standing up for what's true. And as we begin Holy Week, we ought to pray for the faith to resist the evil of the world as this beautiful man did. To stand united. We're not alone, you guys. We're like a sleeping giant. If we just wake up and take a stand on what God promised us, we would be a force to be reckoned with again. This year, we are receiving 15 people into the church. 9 of them are here today to be confirmed and 6 at the Easter Vigil. 15 people who are sick of the world, sick of the lies, and want to live a different way. 15 souls who have decided not to go along with the crowd. 15 people that are going to move against the current of society. 15 people who will bow their heads to God and not to this world. Will we join them in this resistance, this fight? Or are we just going to go along with everyone else? Are you going to remain neutral? Because to remain neutral is to already be dead. We make a decision today. Either we're part of the crowd or we follow the Christ.